Doña Ana County elects its sheriff, clerk, treasurer, and assessor. Neither Las Cruces nor the U.S. elects its police chief or FBI director. If we were starting a county fresh, we might not either. But elected county officials are a vestige of New Mexico history. That creates problems, and problems, like carpets, need to be aired out now and then, beaten with a broom, maybe. Averting our eyes doesn't help. Voters elect these officials based on their reputations and ideas. Each has some autonomy, but it'd be wasteful to have 5 HR, purchasing, and legal departments. So the power and discretion of elected officials is limited in those areas. That naturally creates gray areas and conflicts. How we view those conflicts can depend on the elected officials. Some who supported Kim Stewart's request for a big raise for Undersheriff Jaime Quesada would have lost their breakfasts on the commission chamber carpet if Kiki Vigil had obtained commission approval of a similar raise for Undersheriff Ken Roberts. Elected officials complain of unwarranted county interference with personnel decisions. But aren't we glad the county sacked Sheriff Todd Garrison's pal, Rick Seeberger? Seeberger then sued everyone, including me, but got nowhere. The next sheriff, Vigil, sued the county himself. Some of this sounds comical, but it wastes our money and energy. The county needs to avoid paying gobs of our money to unqualified cronies of elected officials, but maybe when officials need to retain a genuinely valuable employee, HR should work with them more flexibly. County Manager Fernando Macias would say he acts to preserve the county's funds and its ethical rules. Some folks in other departments call some of his actions power grabs. I'm neutral, but I'd urge the county commission to look at this and either figure out the rules or make some. Some rules we know. For example, the elected official can name his or her chief deputy. But is that person's compensation fixed by the official, the county manager, the commission, or some combination? Or should that depend on whether the elected official appoints an expert in the field or a brother-in-law? Where there are real rules, let's publish them. Where there are unwritten rules, let's identify their sources and decide whether or not to retain them. What kinds of contracts involving elected officials' departments must be blessed by the county commission, and why? Should county reviews of contracts be limited to changes that are clearly required by law or clear practical concerns? 2-year-olds could have worked together better on that magistrate court security contract. Let's have a work session on all this. It should involve county legal, but maybe we should direct some questions to the Attorney General, and the Commission should hear from other lawyers and former officials familiar with the problem, and our elected officials. We need an open discussion, open to the public and open to creative ideas.